Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 501, 9 Things Happy People Do to Stress Less, by Angel Chernoff of MarkandAngel.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Tuesday and welcome back to the podcast, where I simply read to you every single day to help you live the best life you can, all with permission from the authors. But today is very special. Actually, this whole week is. I'm celebrating the 500th episode of this show and 10 million downloads across our podcasts. And I'm bringing some of the authors you hear all the time onto this show and having them narrate their content for you. I did this back for the week of episode 102, as you probably heard yesterday in the special interview episode. But what's cool is that this time, it's new voices that we haven't yet heard. We've definitely heard of these authors before, but not their actual voices, so I'm really excited. Today is Angel of Mark and Angel. If you're a listener of this show, you already know who they are, but if not, let's just say they have one of the most popular personal development blogs anywhere. Highly recommend it. They are incredibly productive. I don't even know how she found the time to record this, but I greatly appreciate it, so thank you so much, Angel. Definitely check out their book, 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. I actually bought 10 copies myself a few months ago and gave them away to listeners of this show. That's how much I like that book. They also have a happiness course on their site. All of this is available at markandangel.com. But for now, let's hear from Angel herself as we optimize your life.
Hi, this is Angel Chernoff from Mark and Angel Hack Life. Today I am going to read the article titled, 9 Things Happy People Do to Stress Less. People's lives become chaotic the minute they decide to be. People's lives become happier the minute they decide to be. Be the latter. For fast-acting stress relief, slow down and consider the following. Number 1. Know what you're trying to achieve and why. Lack of direction creates stress. And it's lack of direction, not lack of time, that's the problem when it comes to personal achievement. Everyone has the same 24-hour days and 7-day weeks. Whenever you want to achieve something, keep your conscience clear. Focus and make sure you know exactly what it is you want and why. No one can hit their target if they don't know what their target is. Number 2, do less by focusing exclusively on what's important. The essence of personal productivity is to do the important things rather than the urgent things. In other words, put first things first. Focus on the essential and eliminate the rest. Mark and I discuss this in detail in the Simplicity and Productivity chapters of our book, 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. Number 3, think progress, not perfection. Don't worry about perfection. You'll never achieve it. Instead, focus on the progress you've made and the progress you intend to make today. Progression is not automatic or inevitable. Every step of personal growth requires sacrifice and work. Every step is part of an ever-improving, ever-ascending life path. Every step is an accomplishment that should be celebrated. You know you will never get to the absolute peak, perfection, but when you celebrate the journey, this truth only adds to the joy and glory of the climb. Number 4, cleanse your heart every night. Just as your body needs regular washing because it gets dirty every day, so does your heart. Because every day, people hurt you, offend you, forget you, snub you, step on you, or reject you. But if you choose to forgive these people and let these things go at the end of each day, you cleanse your heart. You wake up the next morning refreshed and free of negativity. Refuse to carry old regrets, mindsets, and distractions into each new day. Number 5, purge untrue thoughts. You must learn a new way to think before you can master a new way to be. Behind every stressful feeling is an untrue thought. Before the thought, you weren't suffering, but after the thought, you began to suffer. When you recognize that the thought isn't true, once again, there's no suffering. When you change your thoughts, you change your life. Number 6, expect some stress, accept it, and let go of it. The most important journeys that lead to the most wonderful places are usually the challenging ones you must endure the hard way. Stress is but a wall between two peaceful gardens, the garden where you are and the garden where you want to be. You must scale the wall that's in your way, gathering lessons as you climb before letting go as you descend to the other side. You will only lose if you never climb or you never let go. Number 7, be kind to your body. A good workout is the best stress reducer, and a fit, healthy body is the best fashion statement. The pursuit of optimal fitness is a journey, a constant struggle, a lifestyle. It's a gradual process where intensity during each exercise session, what you eat every single day, and patience over years is what's required. But as you know, the longest journey always begins with a single step. It's all about taking that step and then stepping one day at a time, committing yourself to a daily intake of 30 to 60 minutes of uninterrupted exercise and a reasonably healthy diet. Number 8, do one nice thing for yourself every day. Put yourself at the top of your priority list. There is no person on earth who deserves your kindness and attention more than you. When you love yourself first, everything else falls into place. So treat yourself every day. Give yourself something special, like laughter, good conversation, meditation, quiet reading, an hour to work on a passion, a long walk, etc. You are worth it. Number 9, simplify. Organize, don't agonize. Keep your space ordered and your schedule underbooked. Create a foundation with a soft place to land, a wide margin of error, and room to think and breathe. So you have the flexibility to explore the possibilities for happiness in each and every day.
You just listened to the post titled 9 Things Happy People Do to Stress Less by Angel Chernoff of MarkandAngel.com. How cool is that? Thank you again, Angel, for taking the time to record this just for us. She actually did go out of her way to make this for us, so that's really awesome. Again, they have a really good comprehensive book. It's called 1000 Little Things Happy, Successful People Do Differently, along with a course called Getting Back to Happy. Both are definitely worth checking out. Show her some love and visit her at markandangel.com. I'm going to have another special episode tomorrow. Another female author will be narrating her content for us. And speaking of female authors, our newest podcast, the fifth in our network, just launched yesterday. It's called Optimal Living Daily Relationships and features a female narrator. She's great. Definitely check that out and subscribe. And I'll see you in that podcast and in tomorrow's special episode here on this show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.